This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Monday, May 13th, 2024. Today in Ukiah, the Redwood Empire Hazardous Incident Team, also known as REHIT, conducted their annual hazmat training exercise to ensure the safety of the community. This exercise is critical in preparing for real-life hazardous material incidents. The location for this drill was at 3200 Taylor Drive in Ukiah. In order to accommodate the exercise, multiple fire departments staged nearby to maintain traffic flow for local businesses. Fire equipment was also utilized as part of the training. REHIT, led by Mendocino County Environmental Health, is a specialized team comprising members from fire departments, Caltrans, and law enforcement agencies. They are trained to respond to a wide range of hazards, from traffic collisions to chemical emergencies. During today's exercise, REHIT members simulated a chemical interaction that caused potentially toxic off-gassing. They donned protective chemical suits while the fire departments engaged in a decontamination procedure. The goal for today's training was to enhance REHIT's readiness for a real-world hazardous incident, especially at a facility handling household hazardous materials. Now let's turn to Anderson Valley, where last Friday, May 10th, an ATV crash prompted a significant emergency response. Just before 2:45 last Friday, multiple emergency agencies were summoned to the Antioch Ranch after dispatch reported two injured patients. However, upon arrival, the incident commander discovered a more complex situation. According to scanner reports, the commander requested two air ambulances as a precautionary measure, but upon assessment, it became evident that three individuals were affected, one with moderate injuries and one described as walking wounded. The air ambulances were directed to proceed to specific landing zones, but reaching the crash site posed a challenge. Access was confined behind the main residence, with the patients situated down a steep hill, complicating rescue efforts. Additional manpower arrived, the patients were extricated from down the hill, and they received medical treatment. Now let's turn to a contentious issue brewing in the Ukiah community centered around the historic Palace Hotel. The clock is ticking for owner G2 Ishwar as a critical deadline looms. City officials have demanded plans to either stabilize or demolish the dilapidated Palace Hotel, with the deadline set for tomorrow, Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. But will Ishwar meet this deadline? It's a question shrouded in uncertainty as both Ishwar and his attorney remain tight-lipped, evading public inquiries and written requests. Ishwar's handling of the palace has ignited fierce debate, especially since revelations emerged about proposed buyers seeking millions in public funds to demolish the iconic landmark. Preservation advocates and concerned citizens have voiced strong opposition to using taxpayer money for private development. Despite the city's firm stance on the approaching deadline, there's been a notable backtrack. Deputy City Manager Shannon Riley revealed that an earlier order for an updated structural analysis was quietly rescinded after a private discussion with Ishwar and his attorney. Riley defended the decision, emphasizing the palace's hazardous state as a priority over public sentiment. However, this move has raised concerns among preservation advocates like Dennis Crean, who stressed the importance of an independent structural assessment before making crucial decisions about the palace's fate. There are voices advocating for restoration. Tom Carter, a seasoned contractor, believes that salvaging the palace could be more cost-effective than demolition, although securing adequate financing remains a challenge. Meanwhile, the proposed plans by the Guidiville Rancheria, backed by local investors, continues to unfold behind closed doors, triggering further controversy and speculation. For now, the fate of the Palace Hotel remains uncertain, encapsulating broader discussions about historic preservation, public financing, and community development. Now let's turn to an ongoing development project in Ukiah, the Ukiah Streetscape. On the south side of Ukiah, concrete crews are hard at work forming new sidewalks and removing old streetlights, creating slightly darker driving conditions. Crews will notify affected driveways in advance to minimize disruptions. Moving north, beginning May 20th, State Street's west side will undergo challenging concrete removal, limiting traffic to northbound only for that week. Southbound drivers will be rerouted via Clara, Mason, and Perkins Street. Construction hours will run Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Construction hours will run Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., weather permitting. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.